Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Scheduled to join us momentarily, Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals. We also have Steve Sands joining us at 9:20. I was doing a little research last night. I didn't know if we were going to have prizes. I actually prepped the Price is Hurt thing for today.
Because it is a game show Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. Cakes Classic tonight, 7:15 p.m. Hope to see you there.
And I was looking at the likely starting outfield and home runs. This is just a trivia question for you, Cakes. How many home runs did Lane Thomas have last year?
Lane Thomas?
Yes.
Do you know who Lane Thomas is?
You better know. 25.
Wow. It's 7, bro.
Okay.
How about Victor Robles?
12.
Two. I was going to say, not many.
But anyway, scrap that game because we don't have a prize to give away. But we do have Mike Rizzo joining us right now, president general manager of your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods through the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Welcome back.
Good to talk to you again, Mike.
I know that you have had some communication with Jason Bishop.
Yes.
Do you mind being his fantasy baseball advisor?
Yeah, his consigliere.
What did you think when I sent you that text?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know anything about the fantasy game. I mean, is it the same, you know, is it the, like the best player wins or is it like, in football, I know you take running backs instead
you put together.
Like I don't understand.
Explain the scoring to him so he knows.
Well, there's
briefly.
There are 10 categories, so you have hits, home runs, batting average, you know, all the big batting categories, stolen bases, and then you'd have 5 pitching categories: wins, ERA, WHIP, losses, saves. And so you put together your best roster. And when I sent that text to you,
are they all weighted the same?
Yes. It's where you rank. It's where you rank in that category amongst the rest of the league. So, and the most amount of points wins. So, when I sent you that text, should I trade my second and fourth round pick for the number 4 overall? You said, "Hell yeah!" If you're targeting a player, and I told you the guy I was targeting was Juan Soto, and I got him.
Beautiful. Well done.
Who were the top 3? You got Soto at 4.
I got Soto at 4.
Who were the top 3?
Vlad Jr. was in the top 3. I believe Trey Turner was in the top 3, and I'd have to look back at the draft.
Yeah, because Trey Bay will give you the hits, he'll give you the swipes, give you the batting average.
But anyway, but thank you, Mike. I did get Juan in the at the 4th overall, and then I took Trout at the 8th overall.
So if you win, will you then give him part of your winnings?
I'll buy him dinner or something. If he wants to go,
that's good enough for me.
Right. So Mike, why don't you tell us about the off season? Kind of off season for the Washington Nationals based on kind of what you did at the trade deadline last year and given like the work stoppage and everything, what was it like for you?
Well, it kind of a normal off season until the lockout came. And then, you know, it was crazy because we did nothing but prepare for when the lockout opened, lifted. So it was crazy. And, my staff and I were together. We're running these mock lockout fire drills, if you will. We had our list of names of people that we were going to go after, and you know, we had our plan together. But it was just kind of a different approach to it this year because, you know, once they ended the lockout, you know, I made more phone calls in 2 weeks than I did in 2 years. It was crazy.
I heard you the other day, I think you were doing an interview with MLB Radio, and they were asking you about spring training. You were not happy about the shortened spring training. You talked about the fact that it's not good for the pitchers. The batters don't get enough at bats. Can you kind of talk about your feelings on the abbreviated spring training and how that's affected your team in particular?
Well, I just think in general, pitchers need more than 3 weeks to prepare for a 162-game season. You know, that's always, you know, spring training is really built for the pitchers. You know, in a normal spring training, you have 5.5-6 weeks to prepare pitchers. You build them up to get to their 100 and 105 pitches to start opening day. And I just think that, when you condense it to 3 weeks, you're really banking on players to have been doing their strict spring training preparation regimen on their own. And I just think it's unfair. And we had no access to players, to their health, how they're feeling, you know, what they're going through, in this preparation, ramping up the spring training. So when spring training did start in earnest, some people got out of the chute well, but went too fast and we had to bring them, slow them back down. And some people started slowly and are progressing at the normal rate, but not at a rate where they're stretched out for a typical beginning of the season. So that's just my take on it. I've always foo-fooed the notion that spring training is too long from players. I think five weeks is a necessity to really get them prepared for the rigors of a long season.
So just by comparison, most of your starters are in that 6 to 9 inning range. Gray's got 9 2/3. Fetty, who pitched great yesterday, by the way, 9 1/3. So in a regular spring training season, how many innings are you looking for your starters? 15, 16, 20? What is it?
Yeah, some upwards of 20, depending on what we're trying to do. But, we would like our starting pitchers in normal spring training to get to 100 and 105 pitches at least one time, right, in one of their games, build up to that, and sometimes two. So I think with the exception of Anibal Sanchez, I think that he was the only pitcher that got to the 105 mark in any one particular game.
Wow.
Mike, this doesn't concern you personnel-wise, just more of a wide-ranging team thing. Have you been surprised by the fans' reaction to the City Connect uniforms that were unveiled a couple weeks ago? I mean, there were fans lined up around Nats Park to get in once those uniforms went on sale. I mean, the numbers that they did in the first few days that they made them available, kind of eye-popping.
I was very pleasantly surprised about the interest in the whole set of those uniforms, and then I got to see them, and they're really cool. So I can understand the enthusiasm towards them, but it's something that I was a little unexpected by it, but when I looked at them, I understood why they're such a hot item. They're really cool.
All right, so let's get to the team. Rotation's going to be different than what we've been accustomed to. Obviously, Max is now with the New York.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mets may see him on Friday. Let's start with the health of Strasburg. Where is he at? When can we expect to see him on the mound?
Well, Stras came into the shortened spring training prepare to pitch mode, and he was one of those guys I was speaking about. You know, he got out of the chute really fast, and then we had to slow him down because it was too fast in too short of a situation. But he's throwing. He stayed back in Florida. He's working really hard in Florida to get him stretched out. He feels good. We've done a good job with the pitching coaches and our pitching analysts to tweak his delivery and to get him in a comfortable delivery mode where it takes pressure off his arm. And he's feeling good about it. So I'm excited about him when we get him back on the mound pitching. That he's going to be a real asset for us when he gets here. So he's doing well and building up. Like I said, he's doing that build up process in spring training, and doing well.
Do you think we'll see him before May 1st?
I think that there's a possibility. I think that that's a possibility. I don't want to put any timetables on it because I haven't seen him pitched in the last 2 days. We're gonna run him out there when we think he's ready, and health wise he feels good, which is the most important thing. And now it's prepare to pitch by getting stretched out, working on your stuff, and building up those innings where when we do get him here he can start off at that 105 or so pitch limit right away.
All right, so your opening day starter is Patrick Corbin. A couple seasons ago, when you guys won the World Series, he was fantastic. The last 2 years, not so much. How do you explain that, and what can we expect from Corbin this year?
Well, you know, he's a couple of years before that, Corbin was terrific
sure.
with Arizona, which led us to really aggressively go after what we thought was one of the really good left-handed pitchers in the game. So he got to us, and he did not disappoint. He took every role we gave him. He pitched big games and threw great. And then 2020 happened, and to me that was a throwaway season. Guys didn't know how to prepare. We stopped. We did prepare. We stopped. We broke again, and we had to ramp up and prepare 60 game season. So that was kind of a wasted season for Patrick. And then last year he started off very, very slow. The good thing that I saw from 21 as opposed to 20, his stuff was back, and where he came off that 2019 season where he pitched a lot, pitched often. We went to him a lot in starting roles and in relief roles. He pitched more than anybody we had in the playoffs. So he was beat down a little bit, and his velocity was down in 20 in the beginning of 21. But at the end, I was encouraged by the fact that his stuff was coming back. Now, he wasn't locating it well enough. He was getting beat up pretty good. But I think that he recommitted this year, and his stuff looks good down in spring training. He's pitching well. He stretched out very nicely. And I think we're going to have a good bounce back season from Patrick.
I know you probably don't put a lot of emphasis on the win-loss record in spring training. I get that.
I do not.
I know.
I do not.
I know you don't. But it was nice to see the lineup just pound the ball yesterday as you're kind of gearing up for opening day, which is, can't believe it's already tomorrow. But the player that kind of intrigues me, and Mike, tell me a little bit like how you acquired him. I've watched D. Gordon play for many years. He's about 10-11 year vet. He had a couple 200 hit seasons. Can run like the wind, and he leads you guys in hits, hitting .455 in 13 games. I assume he's going to make the roster, I mean, based on his numbers. How did you find him? Where was he last year, and is he going to make the roster?
Well, he played a lot in the minor leagues last year, and after a couple of injury-plagued seasons, he was in the minor leagues last year. you know, he's the guy that we've, you know, we've all seen him for years. He was
right.
He was a thorn in our side with Miami, a really good player, really good person, really good kid. He's turned himself into kind of a super utility guy that can really, really run and really puts the bat on the ball, gets on base, he creates havoc and that type of thing. And so, you know, he's a guy, you know, we're going to make the roster tomorrow. So, but he's got a really good chance of making the team because he fills a lot of positions for us. Most importantly, he's a mentor for these young players in the clubhouse and a terrific person. But the batting average is great, and guys like him, you know, performance is important. You know, it's one he those type of guys are on those non-roster invites they that have to make the team.
Yeah,
you know, even though D's been a great player for like you said 11 years, you know, those guys got to perform and put up some numbers to override that non-roster stigma that they have. So. But he played great for us. More importantly than, you know, batting average and stuff like that, he's kind of infectious on the team. And I think that was really important for Davey and I to look at him as a guy that could help us presently, but could also help the young kids in the clubhouse and on the field.
So last question I'm going to ask for the fans out there. It's going to be a different team. What do you think this team's going to be like? Like, what's the character of this team?
Well, we've got a good mix of some really young, up and coming prospects, and some really good grizzled veterans that are good quality people. I think it's a good mix of old and young, and I think we're going to play an exciting brand of baseball. And you know, Davey Martinez's team—they leave it all on the field. Our expectations are to perform admirably, to win, and we want to be one of the 12 teams in the playoffs. That's what we're looking to be, and we want to surprise people. We want to shock some people and get in that tournament. And once we're in the tournament, you never know what happens.
Is Victor Robles obviously down year last year? He struggled up and down. Is he going to be the opening day center fielder, or will it be Thomas in center and then maybe like Hernandez in left? Is he going to be a role player, bench player, or do you see him as an opening day starter?
Robles, in my mind, to get where we want to be, Robles has to be an everyday player for us in center field. Don't forget, a few short years ago, this guy was a 20-year-old rookie that hit 19 home runs and was a gold glove candidate in center field and helped the Washington Nationals become world champs. I mean, he was a big part of an everyday lineup playing every day at a young age for a world championship organization. So, we've done a lot of work with Victor. Darnell Coles and Davey have tweaked his swing. We've raised his hands up a little bit. We're getting him freer in the batter's box, and as spring training progressed, he looked very much more comfortable in the batter's box. And when he's playing and he's going at 100 miles an hour, running balls down the center field and stealing bases with a smile on his face, he's one heck of a player, and that's the guy we want to get back.
Mike, we're excited to have you on again throughout the season. Do you have a Masters pick?
A Masters pick. Oh, jeez. How about off the cuff? I'm going to go with Tiger.
That's been Tiger Woods.
All right.
Solid
All right,
thank
Riz.
You, Mike.
See you, buddy.
It's Michael Rizzo.
All right, man.
Who, of course, we love having him on throughout the season. Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Coming up next, our pal Steve Sands from the Golf Channel to preview the Masters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.